Close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fox has learned that some Democrats will vote against a new coronavirus stimulus bill over concerns about the $3 trillion cost. Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell's a yes.
Do I agree with everything in it? No, I have some issues, but it is laying down a marker. It helps our state and local governments, which are decimated and have been the ones on the ground really fighting this coronavirus.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox and Friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about getting you back to work and getting you the dignity of work and helping us open up our country again as we continue to fight the virus.
And President Trump says he'd veto it anyway. There's a first case of the virus in the refugee camps in Bangladesh.
The camps host around a million people. Aid groups have warned an outbreak could spark a humanitarian disaster, describing cramped living conditions and a lack of soap and water.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's only mid-May, but it's starting to feel more like late June. Lots of sunshine today. We continue to heat up. Today's high temperature around 91. Mainly clear, mild tonight, overnight low 64. Tomorrow's high temperature in the low 90s again. Sunday will be in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll threaten a record high of 93. We could either tie it or break it on Sunday. Rain chances each day through the weekend, about 10% at best. Then Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around. Hopefully, a few towns here and there will get one, high in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says there are now more than 11,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. 144,000 people have been tested for COVID-19. Health officials say 473 people have died across the state. Troy police have charged 23-year-old Jeremy James with capital murder in the death of 29-year-old Whitney Sanders. Police say Sanders was found stabbed to death Wednesday at her home in the 100 block of Glenwood Avenue. The suspect is now in jail without bond. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire danger advisory for 15 counties in South Alabama. Officials say dry conditions combined with low humidity, high temperatures, and gusty winds are creating dangerous wildfire behavior. Currently, there are no burn restrictions in the state. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. We got a lot going on. We're opening back up. That's right. Open for business. We'll still be doing carry out and take out and come get it and bring you a blanket and sit down here on the bank or on the river and have you a picnic. We'll fix you up something good to eat. We got good things going on down here. We still got the RV park up and running, so you can get your camper and come down here and spend a weekend or a week or two with us. You can rent a boat. That's right. We still got pontoon boats for rent. That's a good thing. You can get your family out together and go out and enjoy this beautiful Alabama River and some of this pretty weather we're having. Now, let's see. We're also going to have a little entertainment. That's right. Some entertainment back on Sunday afternoon this week. Sam and the guys are coming out. That's right. Sabatis will be out at the Capitol Oyster Bar Sunday at 5. We're going to enforce the social distancing rules. We have the tables set up where they're separated, so come on out. If you want to bring your own blanket or own chair, bring that too. See you soon.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good. It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
Doing very well.
82 degrees outside. The high today is going to be 89. The stock market outside. Stock market is down 207 points. Let's see what else. People really like that that opening. Dottie sent me something about it, and some others said something about it. That was... he did that at the 1984 convention in Dallas, Texas, and when he did it, the place erupted. They got their lighters out and was holding it up. It was really some very, very powerful moment at the 1984 Republican convention for Ronald Reagan in Dallas, Texas. Let's see. Okay. We got a lot going on here, big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Man. And I put 2 + 2 together and also got some other information here. Let's start out with Trey Gowdy. He's part of my 2 + 2 situation here. Let's listen in.
I've got to get your reaction to what you just heard from Clapper and Brennan. Brennan says that our country is in big trouble because of political corruption at the top of government.
Is he talking about himself? I mean, is he talking about the guy who used a dossier in a court pleading that the National Enquirer would be embarrassed to print? Is he talking about the guy that accused President Trump of treason? I mean, go back and play what Brennan used to say with what the evidence is now. So, I mean, John Brennan is as responsible for what this country's been through for the last 3 years as anyone I can think of. So, Marie, I just don't give a damn what John Brennan says.
Attaboy, Trey. That was perfect. And as soon as when I heard the clip, I heard him do it, I said, he's got to be talking about himself. And it's all deflection, absolute deflection. What he described was exactly what they did. So that a boy, Trey Gowdy. So Trey Gowdy's going to be talking about Brennan and the Comey emails that need to be looked at.
I think you're hitting on something real important, and that's why when I heard that soundbite, I thought to myself, wow, isn't that rich, given John Brennan's role in the efforts to take down a sitting president based on nothing? So back in 2017, when you were the chairman of the Oversight Committee, you were serving in Congress, you had a chance to question the former CIA director about probing Russian interference, including the use of the Steele dossier. Let's play that clip. Watch.
You know if the Bureau ever relied on the Steele dossier as part of any court filings, applications, petitions, pleadings?
I have no awareness.
Did the CIA rely on it?
No.
Why not?
Because we didn't. It wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that we had. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment that was done. It was not.
Trey, educate us, will you? Is lying to Congress a felony?
It is, and I'm sitting here shaking my head. I don't know which is worse, that John Brennan, the head of the CIA, didn't know, or that he lied to Congress. Go get the emails. I mean, look, Rick Grenell and Kash Patel have done a great job declassifying information. Go get the emails between Brennan and Comey. Go get Comey's emails from the fall of 2016 as to this whole intelligence, this ICA, and the use of the dossier. And let's find out who's right. Declassify those emails. Let's find out whether John Brennan was being truthful when he said he didn't know whether it was used in a FISA application and he didn't know whether or not the CIA relied upon it. Because I do. I do know, and he knows, but we got to get these documents out so you and your viewers can know, too.
That sounds like a job for Durham right there.
Yes.
I think that's exactly what he's going to be doing. This next piece is my 2 + 2 piece. And all of a sudden it kind of dawned on me. And then I found out another piece of information here. Trey Gowdy on leak investigations.
Yeah, and we had a document dump this week and last week, and we also had the unmasking of the unmaskers, those people who requested to unmask General Flynn. What was your take on the list of people, which included John Brennan and included Joe Biden, as well as Jim Comey? They wanted to unmask General Flynn.
Well, I had a couple of takes.
And then, by the way, Trey, they also wanted to leak it. They leaked it to the press as well. Again, a felony, I believe, right? When you're leaking classified information to the media?
Yeah, it's a 10-year felony. My first thought was thank the Lord for Devin Nunes, who went through hell in 2017 and 2018, but he kept pushing this unmasking story despite no help from Democrats and no help from the D.C. media. Look at the number of people who have access to American citizens' names. I mean, I was struck by the breadth of who. I mean, the undersecretary for Micronesia does not need unmasking power. So look at the number of people. This is how it connects to the leak. The more people who had access to that name, the more difficult the leak investigation is. So you got to shrink the sphere of people who can unmask American citizens' names, but then you got to treat a 10-year felony like what it is, which is a serious crime, disseminating classified information. So I ask the FBI again, how's your leak investigation going? I know how your Michael Flynn investigation went. I know the time and effort you spent to try to catch someone in a lie. How is your 10-year felony investigation going? It's been 4 years now.
Okay. So do you remember when Jeff Sessions appointed two people? Hubers to look into the cases of Hillary Clinton and the handling of that, and was there anything inappropriate to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then he did a leak investigation. Remember, he brought somebody in for a leak investigation. And I was interviewing Sessions, and we were talking about Jeff Jepson. And he said, I had him do some work for me. I said, oh, the leak investigation, and he acknowledged that slightly. Then when I had Matt Whitaker on, the same thing happened, and I said the leak investigation, but I said it outright. He said, you have been talking to JBS. Okay, so who's on the Durham team now? Jeff Jepson.
The U.S. attorney from Missouri used to be an FBI agent himself.
Used to be an FBI agent himself. He was brought in to do the Flynn thing. But now, when we look at the Flynn thing, think about it a little bit differently.
Sure.
The problem is that somebody leaked his name. It wasn't unmasking. It was the leaking. It's the 10-year prison. And who is doing that investigation? Jeff Jepson. He's doing it on Flynn. But his original task was on leaks, which I think the damn irony of that, because I think Jeff Sessions, we're going to find, was subject to those leaks, particularly when you go back and read the David Ignatius article on January the 12th.
Yes.
I mean, it was full throat. I mean, basically, he says in there, I get it from an intel community person. Didn't say how high up it was, but I think we're going to find out it's Dirty Boy Brennan. That is interesting.
Yeah, and if people are, you know, and we've talked to plenty of these folks and think no, nothing's going to happen, and we got to wait on Durham because this does take a while, and if you're going after big fish, you got to make sure you're doing it the right way.
Right.
But if we're speculating on what big fish could be fried here, John Brennan to me is numero uno.
Right.
I think talk of President Obama is a little too fanciful.
Yeah.
And would cross a certain line. But Brennan and Clapper, but definitely Brennan.
Particularly that does protest too much, and particularly watching them yesterday. But this is fascinating. Then all of a sudden, it just kind of dawned on me when I heard Trey Gowdy say that. Well, Jepson, he's the guy that Sessions appointed. Now he's working on the Durham thing. The big thing on the Flynn investigation really isn't the unmasking. It's the leaking.
The unmasking more can give you a sense of the motivation behind what they're doing. Because unmasking, unfortunately, is legal and unfortunately has been done by this administration currently and the Obama administration, I think, too much. But that's an argument for, say, Senator Paul and other senators to make in the legislature to change the rule. It's not something outright illegal on its face, though it could have been abused. Who knows?
Well, as someone brought up last night, because the Trump numbers, particularly for this year and last year, were enormous.
Yes.
And as someone brought up last night, were they going backwards in time to see who got unmasked during the Obama administration that had any association with them?
And all these folks who say, I didn't unmask any people or that many people that you're claiming, either those folks are lying or somebody is messing with the unmasking system. And I think if it's that option, messing with the unmasking system, we've got a whole other bigger problem, too.
Absolutely, and then we need to get the FISA parts fixed. We're going to come back to that right after this break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses, as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Oh yeah, the bookcases I had are all gone, but I do have some steel I-beams for sale.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bye-bye.
93.1 WACV.
I love digging this stuff up. It is so much fun. This is where we are. Don't forget, today's drawing for this weekly farm market gift basket.
Yeah, I'm very interested in, as I mentioned to you off air yesterday, listening to Andy McCarthy's book on this whole scheme, because he has a lot of insight into how the laws around national security and surveillance, that wall between national security and criminal investigations, was taken away.
Yeah, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, unmasking is illegal. It's not illegal. And they have the right to do it. Well, they have the right to do it if it's a national security purpose. If they're doing it for political purposes, that's an abuse of power.
Yes.
And you remember the whole thing on Venmo and, you know, and using your power of office. And this is a use of the power of office. This is exactly what they were accusing him of in the conversation with the Ukraine president, mm-hmm. is you're trying to get dirt from using your political power.
And one of the key insights to me of the Edward Snowden leaks and listening to Snowden explain his old job, because he was kind of administrator.
Another good movie.
Oh, it's great. He could oversee everything. And essentially the idea is you have these controls in place, but technically speaking, there are a lot of folks sitting at desk in the NSA who could get a lot of information if they were unscrupulous about it. And they'd probably be pretty good at hiding it. So it's something we should always be aware of. Just because you have, you know, checks in place doesn't mean those checks and balances are being followed, especially when it's being done in the shadows.
Really? Yeah, and you know, if your oversight is that you have to go through a magnetometer, and if you've got a zip drive or a disk or a jump drive on you, you get caught. That was the only oversight that they had.
Hmm.
And he got rid of that by throwing in the Rubik's Cube on the other side of the magnetometer. Let's continue on with Troy Gowdy on the Mueller investigation. He's going to mention someone that we have talked about on this show.
So what about the Mueller investigation? What about Christopher Wray, Trey? I mean, when you look at the Mueller investigation, and we remember that Mueller was named in May of 2017, and now we see from all of these documents an official confirmation that even in May of 2017, they still did not have any evidence of any Russia collusion that the country was up in arms about for 2 years. And they still named Mueller to investigate it.
Yeah, there never was any collusion. I mean, if we learned anything from the transcripts that Rick Grenell just released, there was never any evidence of collusion. So what are you left with? You are left with, what did Russia do to this country? But I didn't you know, pick Sessions, and I didn't pick Rosenstein, and I didn't pick Wray. We got Bob Mueller because Jeff Sessions recused himself, and Rod Rosenstein picked him. So that's how we got him.
Rod Rosenstein picks him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got him. I think we're going to turn back around to Rosenstein, too. I think Rosenstein is going to be definitely a black hat.
I wonder, and I know it's campaign season, but if Jeff Sessions could do it all over again, would he have, you know, the hindsight being 2020, maybe tried to appoint somebody himself to oversee the Russia stuff instead of letting Rosenstein choose somebody to oversee it?
I don't know if that legally passes on to the deputy AG.
Hmm.
We need to ask that question. I think that's probably what we're going to find is the point here. Okay, so we have a stop and go of Senator John Cornyn of Texas. That's on here, that Cornyn. This is interesting to hear some of his take on things.
Sometimes there's these Washington games, maybe not sometimes, oftentimes, as you know, we should get this person to testify. Maybe they won't testify. I think what the American people want to know this morning is, are you confident there are going to be answers about what President Obama knew and when he knew it?
Well, there has to be answers. This is a scandal of really, if we weren't involved in the COVID-19 crisis, this would be a scandal, the biggest thing since Watergate. But we need to get the basic facts, and I think Chairman Graham is approaching this in a methodical and careful way so that not only the Congress, but the American people will know what the facts are.
Can you make your case, though, because there are a lot of Democrats, others in the media saying, this is a conspiracy theory. And you just said, no, it's bigger than Watergate. In a minute or so, tell us why it's bigger than Watergate, sir.
Well, first of all, you see a series of events occur from the time that President Trump was elected, designed to undermine his presidency, and indeed trying to remove him from office, convict him of a crime. We've seen impeachments, criminal investigations, you name it. And now we find that a number of Obama-era individuals have unmasked an American citizen whose name was collected during the course of foreign intelligence surveillance, and then leaked to the press in order to undermine the president, in order to justify this special investigation. Mm-hmm. And this is a very serious matter.
Let me go to a break. I can't mess up on that one. I'm going to be back with Cornyn right after this.
Dan Morris Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance. And this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all. And you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit AlabamaPoppyProject.com or call Julianne Hanson Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
Absolutely nothing has been normal about this graduation season. Let Rick's Jewelers help honor the extraordinary class of 2020 with a memorable gift. Surprise your graduate with a timeless piece of jewelry or a gift certificate to use on any item in the store. Congratulations, graduates, from your friends at Rick's Jewelers.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word FAST to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and PIO. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word FAST to 303030. That's FAST to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Chris Foster. Fox has learned that some Democrats will vote against a new coronavirus stimulus bill over concerns about the $3 trillion cost. Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell's a yes.
Do I agree with everything in it? No, I have some issues, but it is laying down a marker. It helps our state and local governments, which are decimated and have been the ones on the ground really fighting this coronavirus.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox and Friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about getting you back to work, right, and getting you the dignity of work and helping us open up our country again as we continue to fight the virus.
And President Trump says he'd veto it anyway. There's a first case of the virus in the refugee camps in Bangladesh.
The camps host around 1 million people. Aid groups have warned an outbreak could spark a humanitarian disaster, describing cramped living conditions and a lack of soap and water.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's only mid-May, but it's starting to feel more like late June. Lots of sunshine today. We continue to heat up. Today's high temperature around 91. Mainly clear, mild tonight, overnight low 64. Tomorrow's high temperature in the low 90s again. Sunday will be in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll threaten a record high of 93. We could either tie it or break it on Sunday. Rain chances each day through the weekend, about 10% at best. Then Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around. Hopefully, a few towns here and there will get one, high in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, any caller can get in on this weekly Paul Market Gift Basket drawing. Don't jam me up at the right before the drawing time. That's 2:30, 2:45. It's going to be a great weekend to go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market. They've got strawberries. They've got peaches. They've got all sorts of things like corn. Got to get corn for this weekend to go with my steak, which I'll be heading out to go pick up tomorrow. Let's continue on with John Cornyn from Texas.
Now, you are legally allowed to unmask someone, get the name of someone who's in an intelligence report, but as you know, clearly, it's illegal to then leak that name to the press. Someone among the pictures that we just showed, James Clapper and Vice President Biden was on the list, somebody leaked the name of General Flynn. I mentioned, you see there, John Brennan and all the others. James Clapper is one of those folks on the list. He was on CNN yesterday, asked if he leaked it. Something interesting happened. Watch.
So, asking for names, nothing wrong with that. Unmasking in of itself, nothing wrong with that. Leaking classified information, and by definition, these phone calls were classified. That's a problem, correct?
Absolutely, it is.
And if anyone did leak the contents of these conversations with or without the name, that would be a problem, yes? We've lost the shot. I wonder if we can at least get him on the phone.
Now, we've all had those kinds of technical difficulties, Senator, but are you confident that if Chairman Lindsey Graham does bring in James Clapper, the video feed's going to work and we're going to finally get an answer under oath?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would just make the distinction, Ed, that it isn't okay to just unmask American citizens' names collected as part of foreign intelligence surveillance willy-nilly. It has to be for a purpose, and that purpose has to be a bona fide purpose to be able to understand the rest of the intelligence product that you're viewing. But yes, it's important to point out as well that it is illegal to leak classified information. So the question is, did they properly and legally unmask? And then secondly, did they leak the information? I think this is going to be an area that U.S. Attorney Durham and the Justice Department is going to want to look at very closely, because this is very, very serious.
Brennan, as we speak, is standing in front of a mirror practicing, I did not leak it. I did not leak it. I did not leak it. And try to convince himself of it. That was hilarious. Mm. And we do know technical things happen. We've seen this happen
sure.
on the show, but that it was a crystal clear connection on the first answer. And then all of a sudden, it goes out, the second answer.
And a lot of folks looking at the timeline are pointing at Clapper in his office, too, because he asked for an unmasking on the 7th of January. The stories start coming out on the 11th and 12th.
The other part of this is there's somebody that is a sub-staff person who Durham / Jepson have been dealing with.
Right.
They're going to put that finger on him. Now, let's say it's a career person that's there now.
Right, and we don't know their names. They've been there a while. Yeah,
right.
That'd be the perfect little fish. the first get.
To go in there and turn evidence on Clapper, I mean, on Brennan. And because, I mean, that is, you know, we have somebody that's going to testify that you did leak this. Did you leak it? No. Well, we're going to go to court and we're going to find out.
And, you know, looking at, like, that handwritten note in the Flynn case, yeah, like, what's our goal here? Mm-hmm. It almost seems like that agent was making sure, I need to write this down so it's documented.
Cover my butt.
Yeah, it sounds like there were definitely a lot of folks who were going along, but they didn't like what was happening.
Yeah, I think Durham coming on the scene is a whole different ballgame. And then when I got the connection of Jepson and Leakes and that he was assigned to the Flynn, because the Flynn thing is really about leaking. It's not about unmasking. It's about leaking. And then was there a protocol that wasn't followed? What was the national security reason you were doing it? So therefore, if there is no national security, then you're doing it politically, particularly all the unmasking that happened from Election Day into the inauguration, particularly that activity in January, which is a heavy amount of activity that they were doing. And so Brennan and Clapper are kind of like, well, you know, we wanted to see, you know, he was messing with the Russians and we thought he was dealing with the Russians. Well, so what tape did you hear that made you believe that? Or did you just believe that and you're waiting for the evidence to show up? Because you can't do that. You can't go evidence seeking. You're doing evidence confirmation of what you believe to be true. Let's stay with Cornyn. That was so good. I love that stuff.
You mentioned John Durham, the prosecutor, looking at all of this. One of the folks who could be under the microscope, of course, former CIA chief John Brennan. Quickly show him and give you a chance to respond.
When you have an administration, you know, the White House, the Attorney General, the acting head of the intelligence community, all acting in concert to try to advance the personal interests of Mr. Trump and to misrepresent the facts and abuse the authorities within the intelligence community and the law enforcement community, I think this is very, very serious.
When we've shown the clip before, when he was asked some months ago about whether he knew anything about unmasking, he said, can't quite recall. I'm not sure. You know, there was this evasive answer. Is John Brennan going to face some heat here?
Well, maybe he needs to have his memory refreshed. And we need to know exactly what the facts are. There is no bona fide purpose that I can identify for this many people to request the unmasking of General Flynn's name. Because the sole reason to do so is to be able to understand in context what you're viewing from an intelligence point of view. I think the former head of the CIA is nervous that the facts are going to be revealed, but I think the truth will set us free.
Well said, John. Okay, final segment of John Cornyn. The Fox in the American newsroom and a little bit of the shows last night did a really good job framing up some stuff. And we're going to get into media and the fact that media has been completely absent of this thing. I mean, Joe Scarborough's not mentioning it. Chuck Todd's not mentioning it. ABC, NBC, CBS News not mentioning it. Even Rachel Maddow and company are mentioning this. Let's continue on.
All right, let's turn to the other business at hand. We've got over 30 million Americans, as you know, unemployed COVID, right now because of this pandemic. You've already passed several bills. I get that. Nancy Pelosi's now crafted a $3 trillion bill. We've talked about some of the things that are in it. Republicans like yourself complaining. There's a lot of mentions of medical. Yes, there's medical issues, but then there's marijuana, for example, banking for marijuana. There's stimulus checks for illegal immigrants. We had a Democrat, Dan Kildee, on earlier. You're saying, well, some of these folks here are here illegally, but they're paying taxes, so it's okay for them to get a stimulus check. Where is this headed when Nancy Pelosi crafts a $3 trillion bill with provisions like that?
Well, first of all, it sounds like she's having trouble getting Democrats in the House to vote for it because they realize this is not a serious effort to respond to the COVID-19 crisis. So far, we've been largely successful displacing political considerations and trying to rise to the occasion and to address the COVID-19 crisis in a bipartisan way. We've passed four pieces of major legislation. This is not a serious effort. This is more of a messaging offer, but it's not really a serious offer. The Senate is in the process of working now to come up with what the next bill should look like. I'm confident there will be a next bill, but it won't look anything like what Nancy Pelosi has floated out there.
Real quickly, though, is it sustainable for your party to say, we're taking a pause here when over 30 million people are unemployed? You say a new bill is being crafted. Real quick, what's the timeline? When can we expect action in the Senate?
Well, there is no arbitrary timeline, but Ed, there's a lot of the money that we've already voted for isn't even out the door yet. So we want to see how what we've done is working, and then we'll respond to the additional need. We did that before on the Paycheck Protection Program, and we'll do it again.
Like that. Did you get your check yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You did? When did it come in?
An envelope from the Treasury.
Okay, yeah. It was a Senate Treasury envelope.
Yeah. And Trump's name was right there in the memo.
In the memo, but not on the envelope.
You didn't sign it, no.
But not on the envelope.
Not on the envelope, no.
I was wondering, so it comes in the standard tan government envelope?
Yeah, I think Statue of Liberty's on it.
Of course.
Yeah, and... yeah, you didn't even have to endorse it.
Did it say you're about to lose your liberties, or does it?
It felt like it to a degree.
Take this money and lose your liberties.
I got to put this because it's not completely appropriate for air, but it's like, well, the government did something and just left $1,200 on the dresser.
That was good, Joey said. That was good. Okay, boys and girls, final segment of the first hour. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understands these are extraordinary times and that many families are experiencing hardship. Many in our local community are out of work, facing career decisions. The automotive industry has been deemed an essential business. And because of this, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers has remained open for all your service and repair needs. In a time when many are cutting back on employees, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers continues to hire hardworking men and women in the Montgomery area. As one of America's premier automotive service companies, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers is offering full-time employment, including top pay with overtime, as well as a great benefits package, including 401k, Blue Cross Blue Shield, paid holidays, paid vacation, and no Sundays. If you found yourself financially burdened due to a layoff, or just looking to start a new career, come join the team of automotive professionals at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. Apply in person at our Perry Hill location. That's 1001 Perry Hill Road, next to Family Dollar.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. Looking out after Joey's son.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Any big plans for the weekend?
Not too much.
Listening to Andy McCarthy.
Yeah, his book on the Russian collusion story.
As soon as you get it, text me and tell me if it's in his voice, because okay. It is, I might get it.
Sure.
Is Lee Smith in his voice?
No. That one is not. Dan Bongino's is in Dan Bongino's voice. I like it when it's in the author's own voice. Like Ben Shapiro's latest book was in his voice.
Yeah, much, much better. Much better. It's because you can kind of, you're feeling the person differently. That you, when they do inflection, you buy into the inflection. When somebody else's inflection, you're You're not quite sure.
Yeah, one of my favorites is I just got done with it. It was a book by Michael Malice called The New Right. If you really want to learn about what the alt-right actually is, and some of it is corners of the alt-right that you do not want to go mainstream. I mean, blatant white supremacist racist. But this guy who's, born in the Soviet Union, grows up in the United States, he's a little Jewish guy, brilliant man, Michael Malice. And so he's interviewing these white supremacists, and some of the, him doing these old Southern accents, well, the idea that Hitlerism would be popular in this day and age, like, it's so funny. It's a very fascinating read.
I like that a lot. Peter Ducey of the Biden campaign update special reports last night.
It's not a secret how important Pennsylvania is to Joe Biden. He launched his campaign there. He had his first event there. His headquarters are there.
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
But President Trump is there today, and he's not. So Biden is trying to get his shots in with a statement almost identical to what he wrote in the Washington Post this week. Quote, at a time when we should be uniting our country, President Trump is trying to split Pennsylvanians into dueling camps, casting Democrats as doomsayers hoping to keep America grounded and Republicans as freedom fighters trying to liberate the economy. This is a false choice. Biden enjoys a 5-point national lead over Trump in a new CNN poll that also finds Biden trailing Trump in critical battleground states. Now he's looking for help, a running mate. At a virtual fundraiser, he said it'll take 5 to 8 weeks to find a woman to join the ticket. And the quote, there's about a dozen of them. We're keeping the names quiet because if anyone isn't chosen, I don't want anybody to think it's because there was something that was some liability that existed. Tonight, he'll give a joint interview with Stacey Abrams after Zooming with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You'd expect me to say this, I know, because I think you're such a good governor, but I think you've done one hell of a job.
In the last day, there have been statements from the former vice president about the president's trip to PA, unemployment insurance, and health care coverage. But with the exception of a statement from a spokesman, nothing from Biden about unmasking.
Peter Ducey is getting really good at the way he does the tongue-in-cheek type thing. Very much mentally faster than his dad by a long shot. But, his campaign headquarters are here and there in a minute, but he's not. But Donald Trump is. So Donald Trump goes over, and he's putting it up there, man. He is putting it up. That the poll, by the way, on the when you look at the battleground states in this poll, by the way, again, this is a registered voter poll and adult poll that came out, but worthless. But what's interesting, as we always say, is look at the trend line. When you look at the 16 battleground states within the poll, Trump is winning in 13 of the 16. That's pretty strong.
It's very strong. Again, in a poll that really is not adjusted correctly for what will probably be the real outcome.
Right, exactly. And if you have the stealth voters that we were talking about yesterday, and you have the momentum indicators that we've always talked about since 2016, then you've got something completely different here. So Biden was doing his TV thing with Stacey Abrams that Peter Ducey mentioned last night. So they're doing split screen. Stacey, somebody needs to work with Stacey on wearing things a little more flattering, because there's a lot of Stacey Abrams to go in the picture there. A lot of Stacey. And if you go too tight on her head and stuff, it's like, whoa, back off.
Well, and what's interesting about Biden is they're trying to do everything virtual, and I'll give them credit in the sense when they do a YouTube video, it gets millions of views, like 2 million, 3 million. But when he posts stuff on Facebook, for instance, like, I sometimes get more reactions than Biden, which is saying something. Yeah. I don't get that many, more than the average bear, but I'm not up there a big star on social media. Trump will do something, and Trump's lowest are like 2.5 or 2,500, 2,500, let's say. So it's like this is, there's an imbalance there. So they try to do a virtual campaign only. I think they're going to mess up.
Yeah, let me tell you, they're starting too late, and they don't know enough about it, and they haven't laid the groundwork right there. Okay, so Biden was doing this television thing with Stacey Abrams. So they're doing split screen, and he's talking to these different folks, these different governors and things. Listen to confuse Joe Biden.
We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs as of today. Lives of millions of people. Millions of people. Millions of jobs.
What?
What have we learned? What have we learned is I found it both stunning and heartbreaking. What are the things that people are most concerned about? What are you hearing the most? I mean, what keeps you awake at night?
You being the nominee.
You remember the scene of Monty Python, like, bring out your dad, and then they finally stop, and the one guy's like, I'm not dead yet. I feel happy. I almost felt like somebody's about to whack Biden over the head with a cudgel.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I was sitting there, I was segmenting it, and I was going like, he is like confused. What keeps you up at night? The fact that you're our nominee is keeps us up at night. And Stacey Abrams is kind of, she's like, she's like, got this weird look on her face, like, he's losing control. I think he's going to wet his depends. Unbelievable. Going to the top of the hour break. Dan Morris Show will be back. Wedding is depends right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy.